we're going to speak to you a bit about energy nibbling. This is a different category of learning than actual large uses of energy for different things. This is the little nibble that can, over time, not even too much time, can make you very tired. And so you are living, of course, in a world where nibbling is going on in your environment. You smell the smoke. You know about the fire. It is not your home, but you feel all of that. It nibbles a bit at your energy. And then, of course, the state of your nation, which is troublesome. And it is little things that nag and nibble, and they can affect your mood, as we are sure you know. And you can find yourself tired when you cannot exactly explain it, and irritable when you do not feel you should be irritable, but you are. Now, this time is very, shall we say, dense with energy demand. And so from many sides, you are feeling your energy being pulled about. It is not one source, it is many sources. And that is on top of life, which, as we all know, has its own challenges in terms of energy. And in the best of all possible worlds, we would all float upward to the top of the mountain, and lights would be low, and we would simply be still. But of course, what is going on around us does not encourage stillness. But the antidote for all of that pulling of the energy is indeed stillness. Because you cannot be pulled on when your mind is not giving your energy away. And that is what happens when there is too much negative stimulation around you. Your mind gives your energy away. And so the thing that actually calms all of that is quiet. It is quiet and telling the mind we must be quiet, and stillness. So the body is not giving your energy away either. Now, there are some interesting attitudes about this. You will find people who believe that that there is something, not grounded or something out of body about stillness, about being still, even about meditation, and certainly about breathing. But that is assuming that someone is using those things in an unbalanced way. You do not meditate if the house is on fire. You gather things up and you provide for your safety. But when there are all of these drains on your energy, to be able to be quiet, to be able to be still, and to find yourself again, that is the problem when too many things are pulling at your energy. It is very easy to lose yourself in all of the chatter and in all of the pulling and in all of the fatigue. And we do not want to do that. And here is an excellent way for you to calibrate where you are in all of this. And it is going to sound a bit strange, but we would like to encourage you to try it. When all of this is going on, say quietly to yourself, "Who am I?" Even that question, that expression, begins to draw energy back into you. And then to say, "Who am I when I am still?" And that is going to make your whole body want to be still. And what do I know about who I am when I am quiet. There is a bit of a circle there, but it is actually quite beautiful because those things do the important thing. They draw you back into the center of yourself, and they pull you away from the noise and the irritation and the pulling on you that happens in your brain and in your body and in the world around you. But the first question, even with all of the noise, is, who am I? Who am I? Who am I when I am quiet? It is a practice, and certainly if you want to reframe the words, feel free to do that so that they suit you. But it is quite a beautiful thing to have this as a practice, because what you are taught is not to ask that question, but to ask the question, who are you? What is going on out here? And what is all this noise about? And those are actually the questions that really should be at the bottom of the list. The one at the top of the list is, who am I? Who am I? So we are going to take a few minutes and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the energy of health and healing all around you. Breathe in health and healing. Exhale distress. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel the mother's love come around you like a cloud. Pink and silver, protective. And feel it all around you, so that when you lean back, it is there to support you. When you lean forward, it is there to hold you up. And simply let yourself sit in the mother's energy. And wherever you move, the power and the love in this energy moves with you. And when you say, who am I? Feel that energy rush into your heart. Because the mother knows who you are and loves who you are. Feel a cleansing energy from a waterfall that is above your head. Step into the waterfall and let it wash away all the energy that might have caught around the outside of your body, the weak, the stress, the judgment, the worry. Feel how easily the body gives it over to the water and lets the water take it away. And feel now, there is you, free of all of that, who you really are, light and clean and happy. And open the crown and let that waterfall wash down to the chakra centers, releasing your energy as it moves down through your body. Let it release the energy of the head. Open the third eye to your intuitive powers. Let it wash away communication that does not love and support you. Let the washing in your heart clear away the pain. Feel the washing away of the emotions in the solar plexus that are heavy, that might keep you from walking lightly. Feel the washing in the second center, washing away the shame and the judgment from the past, from the present, and washing away any attachment you might have to it. Feel the energy wash down through your body and into the root, and let it wash away limitation, so that your heart is free to grow, to know, to attract, to bring to you the things that fill your heart, that make you joyful and peaceful. Now move your attention into your heart center and see that there is a golden table in your heart. And in the center of that table is a gift that the universe has left for you. Rest the mind. Know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.